In our previous shiur, we began a discussion of the obligation of a parent to teach his child a profession. Based on our Gemara here in Sefer Kedushin, Daf Lamed, the Chayiv Adam Lalamed is Benoi Umnus. Similarly, there's a Gemara Masechta Makis, the Lamde Umnus Mitzvah Kovid, teaching a child a Umnus is a mitzvah, a Chiyusehu. It's considered part of the way you need to live. And as we just quoted in our previous year, that on Shabbos, even though one is certainly limited in what he may or may not speak on Shabbos, the halacha is that one is allowed to arrange schooling or a job for his child, for his son on Shabbos, for himself on Shabbos, because it's considered Chefetz Shemayim. The question is, as we began discussing in our previous year, this is machlokes firstly amongst the Paiskim, if this is an obligation that's midaraisa or it's only midrabbanan. Some Paiskim say it's a chiv deraisa. Some say, based on Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi in Masechta Peah says, "Ubecharta b'chayim zeumnis." Is umnus. From our Gemara, it seems that it's a derabbanan. It's interesting to point out that this halacha is quoted by, of course, many paiskim. However, it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha. That those that say that the Rambam does hold this halacha, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Rotzeach that if somebody hit his child while he was teaching him Torah or Umnus, and the child, Rachman Slan, died during that situation, the father won't get punished, won't go to Golos, because he was doing a mitzvah. So we see that the Rambam does agree that teaching an Umnus is a mitzvah. In fact, the Kaf HaChayim quotes the Sefer HaBris that says, "Kol ha'ovar al divrei chachamim ve'ein ha'malamnis b'noi umnis osad litin asadin lefnei bezin shamala fa'onish onish." Any father that doesn't take that responsibility is going to have to give a din v'cheshbin. Why not? And moreover, the Mefarshim say that habatola mevi l'dei shamum, somebody who isn't occupied ends up doing foolish things, and that's why we're obligated to make sure that our children should be properly employed. The question, some Paiskim say that not only does the father have to make sure that his child ends up with an umnus, a father has to spend money to make sure that his child has a talent, a profession. However, the question is, the Gemara at the end of our Masechta, on that pay base, quotes the memra of Rameya, "Lo yilam yilmat adam es benoi umnes nekiyah v'kala." The father should indeed teach his child a profession. It should be nekiyah v'kala. It should be easy and clean. But then the Gemara brings the Mishnah, which we quoted in our previous year, that Rav Neroi says, "Maniach ani kol umnes shebe'olam ve'enim melamnes b'ni el ha'Torah shadam oichem schar ba'olam hazeh ve'keren kayemes lo'olam haba." And all the Mefarshim asked the question, how do we reconcile Rav Neroi with the Gemara that we just learned? As we said in our previous year, the Mishnah Berura in the Bi'ur Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Vav already seems to point out that we have these two different opinions. And the Brisker Rav says that actually the Machlokes of our Gemara and Rameyer versus Rav Neroi is a Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Reb Shimon ben Yochai in Masech the Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where Reb Shmuel holds Hanig Behem Minas Teres Cheretz, that a person should learn Torah, but he also has to work. Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says Adam Chayish B'Shas Charisha, if a person is going to be busy working, Torah Matay Leah. Ella, Reb Shimon Yochai says, you shall learn umlach de nasis aidei acherim. And the Gemara, in fact, concludes, Harba also Reb Shmuel. Many acted like Reb Shmuel, for also be yodam. For Harba also Reb Shimon ben Yochai, for loy also be yodam. So, the halach is like Reb Shmuel, that you have to teach your son a panasa. Reb Neroi, obviously, is of the opinion that you have to teach him a, you don't have to teach, because he holds like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. The question is, if, as we just said, and as is quite obvious from the Gemara Masechta Brachos, that the halacha is like Reb Shmuel, how does Reb Neroi ignore the opinion of Reb Shmuel and follow the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Yochai? So some say that Reb Neroi never meant that a person shouldn't learn an umnas. What Reb Neroi meant was that even when somebody is learning an umnas, the learning of the umnas should be a roi. That should not be what is critical to an individual. What he should do is primarily Torah, and the umnas should be b'derech a roi. There are other Paiskim that have a different way of understanding Reb Neroi. They say Reb Neroi was saying that the person should learn Torah, and Torah should be his umnas. In other words, that not that the Gemara, that Rabbi is saying don't worry about your child's panasa. Well, of course we have to worry about a child's panasa. But if Reb Neroi is saying is that we should make sure, we should try to find a panasa that is in Torah, and then you can have and be a Magid Shir or some other Kli Kodesh. Another explanation along the same line is that really depends on the child. And if you see that your child will not be a Kli Kodesh, so Reb Neroi agrees that that child should go and learn an umnas. But if you see that there is a child, Reb Chanan says this word, that nafshoi choshk b'toira, and he could be a great leader in Klal Yisrael, a great Talmud Chacham, then you should let him learn. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Baruch Sha'omar in Perek Aleph Masechta Avos Mishnah Yud, there are two categories. Most people, Reb Neroi agrees, should go get a job. But there are certain people who are exceptional and will be exceptional Talmid Chachamim. That individual should learn, should stay by Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that Reb Neroi was only referring to when you're young. And I saw a very nice raya to that pshat. Because if you look in the order of the Braisa and Daf Chavtes, the Braisa, Lamala, Leftoisai, Lasi, Isha, Lum, the Umnas. What's the Gemara saying? What the Gemara is saying is that when you're young, then you should concentrate on learning. After you get older, you got married, Reb Neroi will agree that he's obligated to learn and get a panasa. Another pshat that I saw from the Yavetz and reconciling Reb Neroi and our Gemara, he says that the Reb Neroi is just saying that our Gemara says that it is a father's responsibility to get a panasa for his child. Says Reb Neroi, it's not a father's responsibility. That's the responsibility of the child himself. But not that Rabbi Naroi means that he's absolved from worrying about a panosha. Another pshat that I saw from the Chassam Sofer, he says it's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz. In Eretz Yisrael, when somebody, particularly in those times, when they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they lived primarily in an agricultural society, so there, working was helping Eretz Yisrael. And helping Eretz Yisrael, of course, is a tremendous mitzvah. In Chutz Lartz, where you're contributing to the economy, not of Eretz Yisrael, but of Chutz Lartz, the panosah is not that much of a mitzvah, and that's why you could be more lenient, Rav Naroi felt, outside of Chutz Lartz in panosah. But certainly, the Paiskim say that working for a panosah, if you're not learning, is a mitzvah. The Ramah, also on Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Resh Mem Ches Sif Dalet. So there the Halacha discusses at what point during the week is one allowed to take a travel on a ship, and there shouldn't be concern about Chil Shabbos. And the Ramah differentiates if somebody's going to Dvar Mitzvah, he's not going to Dvar Mitzvah. He says that going L'Schayra, going out for business, is considered like you're going out for a Dvar Mitzvah. And the special kulis that apply for a Dvar Mitzvah is apply even for the person that going out with Dvar Mitzvah. And some Paiskim even say that Yerabbis says that one is allowed to go out to work in the morning if one is going to work and he has to leave so early that he's going to miss davening tefillah b'tzibur. That is also considered permitted because tefillah b'tzibur is a derabbanon and you're allowed to be mevatel that l'dvar mitzvah and panosah is a dvar mitzvah. Not all the Paiskim agree to take such a broad application to allow you that should be considered Dvar Mitzvah. The Paiskim quote the Gemara Masechta Ksubos Daf Nun Amud Aleph that the Pasuk says Oisit Stok B'Choleis Ze HaMefarnes Bonav Ubenoisav Aktanim, and certainly Yugadoilim. And there's a Gemara Masechta Brachis Dal Dvarim Tzrichim Chizik, there are four things that we have to make sure to do properly. And the Gemara says, Torah, Maisim Toivim, Tefillah, and Derech Eretz. And why does Rashi say, Derech Eretz, Umen Lim Nosoi, that we have to make sure that everybody who has a job should do his job properly because he's fulfilling a tremendous mitzvah. More so that I saw that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Stoka, Yoridei is Simen Resh Nun Hei Sif Aleph, says that a person should do whatever it takes, but not have to come on to tzedakah. So even if, as we know, we paskin, that one is allowed to receive support for learning, that doesn't mean that he's allowed to take tzedakah. He's allowed to take support as a salary, or they pay everybody in the kollel. But one's not allowed to take tzedakah. So if we see from here that avoiding taking tzedakah is an important concept. And why is it an important concept? Because panosah, what's the corollary to that? That one has to have panosah and support his family, and that certainly is a mitzvah.